Boker Tov. We're continuing our path through life, the guidance of David HaMelech. Shabbat Hashem will bring us pleasant life in this world, eternally good life. Oyla Me'emes. Says David HaMelech, Haver Einai Mir Ois Shov. Remove my eyes from seeing something that has no value. Bidrachecho Chayeni. In your path, the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring me life. Einayim, the eyes of a person can be one of two things. We know there's a pasuk that we say every day, Kriya Shema Lo Sesu Achrei Levavchem Achrei Einayim. Do not go after your eyes and your heart and your eyes, which means that the eyes can be a shliach of one of two things. The eyes can be a shliach of the Yetzer Hara, in which case, the person is about taiva, wherever the person walks, the eyes are searching for something that will give him physical pleasure, bring him physical pleasure. Something that's okay, the avodas Hashem, he wouldn't even notice because it's not important to him. The lev, in the word lashon of Chazal, doesn't mean the piece of meat which is in the center of our body. It means the source of our thoughts and our desires. So my desires are kina, taiva, vikovoy. My desires are to outdo the other person, to go after my physical pleasure, to look for power, prestige, kovod. Then that's what I'll see all around me. How I can get more of that? And basically, I won't be in the matzav of terachecho chayeni. I won't have a real life. I won't be alive. Because life is the eternal life. And I'm basically foregoing my eternal life for the search of a present satisfaction. And not realizing that the satisfactions are much greater than them, that are eternal and long-lasting, even this world. Give a person a wonderful feeling. The feeling of controlling Yetzer Hara is much better than falling into the trap. So that's what he's saying. Haver Einai Mir Ois Shov. I'm spelt a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I should have Siyata Shemai that my eyes should not be seeing these things of no value, because I want to. I realize that life is dependent on going in your ways. And we mentioned for the previous psukim that all these psukim in the haze are clarifying what the reality of this world is. Like we said, the dalin, the hay is a dalin plus a yud. The dalin is the physical nature of the world. It has the four directions: north, south, east, west. That's a physical thing. But there's a nakuda, the dat. Of the that goes into the hay, which is the center and what the world is all about, to reveal the hidden Ratzon Hashem in every situation. There's another pasuk in the Torah that says a similar thing about the eyes and the heart. So it says in Dvarim, Lo inosan Hashem lochem leiv lo das v'ayin liros ad hayom hazeh. Now it's using that leiv and the einayim exactly in the opposite meaning as Lo Sesura Achrei Levavchem. This is when Klal Yisrael showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have a tremendous desire to have the Sefer Torah by us. We don't want just to be by the Levim. We realize that going in the way of the Torah is what life is all about. When they made that request, Hashem said, oh, now I see that your Lev is your Dea, the Lev. Your desires have clarity to know that life is about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memeila, the Einayim Lirois, when you see a safer term being passed to somebody else, you're concerned. Maybe it's going to him, not to me. Because you know that's what's important to in life. So the eyes and the heart, they have two possibilities. One, to be Shliach of the Yetzer Hara. The second one, to be the Shliach of the Yetzer HaTov. And that's what the Torah Nech is spelled for, and the women is spelled for. Every situation in life, we should be able to see in the right mind frame. How can I grow from this situation? Now how can I search for things that have no value in this situation? Or how I can get frustrated from the situation, or upset, or chas v'shalom even get to the point of despair. No, I know with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to see how I can use the situation to grow from, help myself and help those around me. We should be able to have the einayim of David HaMelech. We know that the Tanakh describes him as yefei einayim. He had beautiful eyes. He had red hair, but beautiful eyes. These were the beautiful eyes of David HaMelech. He was always able to focus what's really important in life. Even when he was a shepherd, he used the time to ponder the Torah, the Ratzon Hashem. Have the wonderful world of using our eyes in the proper fashion, taking advantage of it and have eternal good.